Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. Kol HaKodshim SheNishchatu Chutz LaZmanim. All Kodshim which were pigal, they were shechted with the kavana to either eat the meat Chutz LaZmanim, or to be maktir the emurim, to sacrifice the innards Chutz LaZmanim. Hare Elu Yisarfu, the leftover body, the meat of the karban, should be burned. Asham Tali. If a person brought a Asham Tali, and which means it's a carbon which is brought, if they are in doubt if they actually did an Avera. And then they found out before the Zrikas Adam, after the Shechita, but before the Zrikas Adam, they found out that they had not sinned, the halacha is Yisarif. So too the carbon should be burned, just like we said earlier, by a pigul, because the carbon is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yikaver, it's better to bury the flesh of the carbon. Chata sa'if abala safek, if a chata sa'if, which is being brought for a safek, and this means, for example, a woman who gave birth, and it's a safek if it's a vlad, or it's a fetus, or if it's considered a fetus which did not sufficiently develop to make her tummy with tumas leda. So in that case, she brings a chata sa'if for a safek leda. This chatas cannot be eaten, because if it was not a vlad, then it turns out it was simply an oif of chulin, a bird of chulin, which had melika done to it, meaning it was shechted with their fingernail and not with the actual, with a knife. Therefore, it would have the din of a nevela and it cannot be eaten. So chata seif abal is safek. Since you can't eat it, what do? Tisareif, it gets burned like any other kachim which are possible. Rabbi Yehuda says, yitilenu la'ama, you could actually just dispose of it by putting it into the stream, or the water that ran through the Azara, since the bird is very soft and it can break apart easily, it can just be thrown into there and then it'll be disposed of in that fashion. Kahan Israfin, lo yikavu. Anything that halacha is, that is supposed to be burned, one should not bury it. The reason is because anything that's buried can one day be undug. And if it can be uncovered, someone may ultimately get pleasure from it. And to aser bahana, v'chal hanikbarim, and as well, something which the halacha is that it should be buried, lo yisarfu, it should not be burnt. The reason is because if it's buried, that means it will always be aser bahana. Whereas burning, the custom is that the halacha is that you may get hana from the ashes after it's burnt, because it's nasis mitzvasai. So therefore, if someone burns something that should be buried, they may ultimately be mistaken and take pleasure from the ashes, and it comes out there being mayel behegdish. Rabbi Yehuda says, "In rotzal lahachmer al atzmei lisreif es hanekvarim mashay." If a person wants to be machmer on himself and burn the nekvarim, he is allowed to. But Amulei the Chamim said to him, "Einem mutar l'shanais." One should not do that, because although he is being more machmer, but the bottom line is that's a chumra which can lead to a kula.
Welcome back to the Ayur's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning Maseches Krisos. Today we will be learning the first Mishnah in the first chapter. So Mishnah Aleph says, Shloshim v'sheish Krisos b'Torah. There are 36 sins for which one would get the penalty of kares, which is spiritual excision, whatever that means. That soul shall be cut off from among his people. So that could mean a number of different things, and we're not going to get into that right now. So what are these 36 mitzvahs that if you violate, you could get kares? Haba'al ha'em, one who has sexual relations with a mother. V'al eshes ha'av, and with a father's wife, meaning a stepmother. V'al ha'kala, and with a daughter-in-law. Haba'al ha'zahur, one who has relations with another male. V'al ha'behema, and with an animal. V'isha ha'meviyah es ha'behema aleha, and a woman who causes an animal to have relations with her. Haba'al Isha Ubita, one who has relations with a woman and her daughter, and this does not mean at the same time. It means that once you've had relations with one of them, the other one becomes forbidden. V'al Eshes Ish, and with a married woman. Haba'al Achoso, one who has sexual relations with a sister. V'al Achos Aviv, and with a father's sister. V'al Achos Imo, and with a mother's sister. V'al Achos Ishto, and with a wife's sister. V'al Eshes Achiv, and with his brother's wife. V'al Eshes Achi Aviv, and with the wife of his father's brother. V'al Hanida, and with a woman who has had her period and has not yet gone to the mikvah. Hamagadef, a blasphemer. V'ha Oved Avodah Zarah, an idolater. v'hanosin mizaro lamolech, and a person who causes his children to pass through fire as the service of the idol Molech. Ubal ov, and that's a type of sorcerer or medium. Hamachalas haShabbos, one who violates Shabbos. V'tamei sha'achal es hakodesh, and an impure person who eats sanctified food. V'habal lamikdash tamei, and a person who goes into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of ritual impurity. Ha'ochel chelev, v'dam, v'noser, v'pigol. If one eats chelev, which is forbidden fats, dam, which is blood, nosar, which is a sacrifice after its prescribed time, and pigol, which is a sacrifice that was offered with improper motivations. Ha'shochet umala b'chutz, someone who slaughters or offers a sacrifice outside of the temple. Ha'ochel chametz b'pesach, one who eats chametz on Pesach. V'ha'ochel v'ha'ose malacha b'yom ha'kippurim, and a person who eats or who does malacha on Yom Kippur. V'ha'mapatem es ha'shemen, someone who recreates, who stirs a mixture of oil, like the anointing oil that Moshe made in the Midbar. V'ha'mapatem es ha'katoris, and one who duplicates the incense that was made in the Midbar. V'ha'sach b'shemen ha'mishcha, and one who anoints using the special anointing oil. All of these are negative mitzvahs. The Torah says, thou shalt not. And then the Mishnah says, ha-pesach v'ha-mila b'mitzvahs aseh. And there are two positive mitzvahs failure to observe would be chayav kares, one of which is offering the carbon Pesach every year when there's a temple, and the other is getting a circumcision when necessary. So let's take a look in the Bar Neuro. We'll just do a couple of these. Shloshim v'shesh krisos. There are 36 mitzvahs, the violation for which can result in kares. La'over b'mezid, this is for someone who does these things intentionally, below hasra, and he doesn't have warning. So if one did them unintentionally, he would bring a sacrifice, and if one had warning, it would be a capital crime. So if one did it on purpose, but without warning, then it's kares. Haba'al isha ubita, one who has relations with a woman and her daughter. Ubas bita ubas bina b'chlal, and this includes the daughter of her son and the daughter of her daughter. V'chein bito ubas bito, and similarly, one's daughter and one's daughter's daughter, ubas bino, and one's son's daughter. Chamoso, and one's mother-in-law, ve'em chamoso, and his mother-in-law's mother. Ve'em chamov, and his father-in-law's mother. Kulam b'chlal zeh. All of these relationships are included in this prohibition. So if one, you know, wants to get divorced and marry his mother-in-law, can't do it because that violates a woman and her daughter. Let's skip a bit. Baal Ov, that's a type of medium or sorcerer. It says V'yidoni b'chlal. There's another type of medium called the Yidoni, and that's included in this, even though it's not named in the Mishnah. Sheshnehem b'lav echad nemru, because both of them are stated in the same prohibition. V'tana nakat Ov, shehu rishon b'mikra. And the Tana, the person who wrote this Mishnah, only happened to mention the Ov, because that's the one that's mentioned first in the Torah, in that pasuk. Skipping a bit more. Hasach b'shemen ha-mishcha, if one anoints with the special anointing oil. She'asa Moshe, that Moses made. Shelo l'tzarech kahuna u'malchus, and if he does this not for the needs of the priesthood or the kingship, chayev, then he is chayev, he would be liable for kares. Shelo hayu nosen me'oso shemen, ela arosh kohen gadol, because that oil was only placed on the head of the kohen gadol. Vafilo haya ben kohen gadol, Moshchin oso, ba'oso shemen she'asa Moshe b'midbar. Even if his father was the previous Kohen Gadol, nevertheless, when being appointed Kohen Gadol, they would anoint him with this oil that Moshe mixed in the desert. Umimenu moshchin malche beis David, and they would also use that oil to anoint kings of the Davidic dynasty. The ein moshchin melech ben melech, but they would not anoint the king who was the son of a previous king, imlo hayasham machlokas, unless there was some controversy about his taking the throne. Kamosha mashcho shlomo, mimei machlokasosha Adoniyahu, they anointed Solomon because Adoniyahu was contesting the throne. V'yoash, mimei machlokasosha Atayahu, and they anointed Yoash because he was a coup, there was a usurper named Ataya, and he ousted her and took the throne. V'ho'achaz mipnei Yehoyakim achiv shahaya gadol bimenu, and they anointed Yehoachaz because his brother Yehoyakim was older than him. So these were cases where there could be a floor fight for the king, and therefore they anointed the person to remove any controversy. And skipping just a bit more, HaPesach v'Hamila b'mitzvos aseh. So two mitzvos aseh, Karban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, and Mila, circumcision. Both of those would be kares if one willfully violates them. V'yesh behen kares, they have the penalty of kares. V'ein Karban al shgaga asan. But there is no sacrifice if one violates them unintentionally. Aval kuhu hanach lo saseh ninhu. But all the others in our Mishnah are lo saseh, they are thou shalt nots. V'chayavim ashkagasan karban. And for violating those unintentionally, there would be a sacrifice. De'en karban el alav. Because a sacrifice is only brought for violating a negative mitzvah, a thou shalt not. De'gabe karban ksiv, because when it comes to sacrifices, the Torah says, V'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'asena. And one does something against one of these mitzvahs of God that ought not to be done. So we see that a karban is only brought when you did something you shouldn't have done, not when you didn't do something you should have done. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.